This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack, and at least 210 Palestinians are reported killed. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden in Paris on Saturday for a state visit. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard reports.
Both men welcomed the rescue by Israeli forces of four hostages held by Hamas since October.
We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached.
À Gaza, nous voulons obtenir...
Macron told reporters the two countries will work harder to prevent a regional escalation of Israel's war with Hamas. Macron and Biden are also aligned in their country's support for Ukraine and opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And this week we have showed the world once again the power of allies.
The Saturday visit, which came after the two commemorated the D-Day landings days earlier, concluded with a dinner at the French presidential palace, and the two presidents toasted what they described as shared values and friendship between their nations.
Lisa Bernhard from Reuters. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says the first aid from an American-built pier arrived in Gaza since storm damage required repairs to the project. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that crews delivered about 1.1 million pounds of food to Gaza via the pier. The pier, constructed by the American military, was operational for only about a week before it was blown apart in high winds and heavy seas on May 25th. The damaged section was reconnected to the beach in Gaza on Friday after undergoing repairs at an Israeli port. It brings back online one way to get desperately needed food and other emergency supplies to Palestinians trapped by the eight-month-old Israel-Hamas war. The United States cricket team beat Pakistan, a former world champion, on Thursday. This year's tournament is being hosted by the United States and the West Indies. Saqib Al-Issam has more from the games in Dallas, Texas.
After an intense match, the USA stunned former champions Pakistan in a super over finish and achieved one of the biggest upsets in the T20 Cricket World Cup history.
So you are beating Pakistan, you know, it's a big achievement, and in the World Cup itself is a big achievement. So yeah, I would say it's a big day for Team USA, and I would say not just for USA, for USA cricket community too.
The US team has now won two of their four group matches against Pakistan and Canada. Next, they will play against India and Ireland. Experts say Team USA now has a chance to qualify for the T20 World Cup Super 8 round to be held in the Caribbean later this month. Saqib Al-Islam, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.
The UN says more aquatic animals were farmed than fished in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
According to a United Nations report, the total global volume of fish, shrimp, clams, and other aquatic animals that are harvested by farming has topped the amount fished in the wild from the world's waters for the first time ever. The global catch and harvest brought in more than 185 million tons of aquatic animals in 2022, the most recent year for which statistics are available. Experts say the milestone in human history had been expected, as the hauls from fisheries have largely stagnated over the last three decades, largely because of limits in nature. I'm Norman Hall.
Serbia's populist president has called for peace and harmony in the Balkans, even as he and the Bosnian Serb separatist leader organized a large nationalist gathering that featured calls for unity of all Serbs in the region. The All-Serb Assembly, with a slogan, One People, One Gathering, included thousands of Bosnian Serbs and those who traveled to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, from neighboring countries including Montenegro and North Macedonia. The meeting came only weeks after the UN General Assembly voted to designate July 11th as an International Day of Reflection in commemoration of the 1995 genocide. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.